In light of what Pastor Kev was saying about the prayer, the seriousness of prayer for our nation, and what's going on in the body of Christ all around the world, we come to Psalm 24 this morning, and it's a picture of Jesus' return to the earth. The world does not know it. They don't have a clue who he is. They don't have a clue of what's really going on. But those who are tuned in the Spirit know something's up. Jesus is about to do something big, and we need to be awake and open our eyes to it. In King James, it describes the temple, which is a type of Christ and his church. So he is saying, open up the doors. Open up the doors of our heart to him. Open up our doors and let him in. Very important. If the Spirit is speaking to you, listen. Be awake and listen. We need to have the dullness of man awakened. It talks about the king of the kingdom of which we are a part. We look at what's going on in Washington, D.C. Washington, D.C. is not our king. Obama is not our king. We're of a different kingdom, a higher kingdom, the kingdom of God, and we're a part of it. So when I read the psalm in King James, I thought, And I got down to the bottom part of it, and I thought, yeah. I've read that ever since the Episcopal Church, years and years and years ago. We used to sing about it and whatever, and I thought, I'm going to go to the message. So I did. So bear with me as I share with you what the message says. Wake up, you sleepyhead city. Wake up, you sleepyhead people. King Glory is ready to enter. Who is this King of Glory? God armed and battle ready. Not God asleep. Not God with all his arsenal down on the ground. He is armed and battle ready. Wake up, you sleepyhead city. Wake up, you sleepyhead people. King Glory is ready to enter. Who is this King Glory? God of the angel armies. He is King Glory. And Matthew Henry says about this psalm, we may apply it to Christ's entrance into the souls of men by his word and spirit, that they may be his temples. Behold, he stands at the door and knocks. The gates and doors of the heart are to be opened to him, as possession is delivered to the rightful owner.
Excellent.
We may apply it to his second coming with glorious power. Lord, open the everlasting door of our souls by that grace that we may receive thee and be wholly thine, and that at length we may be numbered with the saints in glory. It's all about being wholly his now.
Yes, yes.
Not the world. Not dabbling with the world, not flirting with the world, not playing with the world, but our first and foremost, I want to say chore in life and joy in life, is to fix our eyes on Jesus Christ and his kingdom and become a viable member of his kingdom, of the kingdom of the King of Glory. Amen. I'm excited. Now, the King James says, let's stand and let's say it together. So see, I talked about the message, but I'm going to let us read it together in the King James. So I'm not all the way apostate. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of Glory shall come in. Who is this King of Glory? The Lord, strong and mighty. The Lord, mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Even lift them up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of Glory shall come in. Who is this King of Glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of Glory. So, practically, how do we do this? How do we bring it to pass? And as I sat last night and considered this psalm, the song, Lift Up Your Heads and Let the Spirit Fill You, came to my mind. And it flooded me. I was just immersed in this song. So let's lift up our heads
and let the Spirit
fill us this morning as we sing this song, that our hearts may be changed, that we might know beyond a shadow of a doubt we do not belong to this world, but we are part of the kingdom of God, and God is on the move.
Amen.
And Jesus is about to do something, and we're going to know what he's all about and what he's doing because we listen to the Spirit, and he promises he'll tell us by the Spirit what we're to do and how we're to be and just be in love with him.